Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Quite strong across the board today here in the grain futures, led higher by the wheat futures, actually, as they get rolling on this Quality Wheat Council tour through the state of Kansas. More on that here in a minute. But the overall strength today was really surprising here and quite strong here in the July Kansas City wheat. Now, we went above $8. It looks like we're going to settle up there at those levels, somewhere around 802, 803 area. That'd be up 16 to 17 cents. And so a really strong day there. Now, this is the highest we've been in almost 1 year. So the market is really taking into consideration all the problems we've seen with the drought and also with this last freeze. And now, of course, the weather, the wind is blowing rather hard here in the southern plains, causing any dry ground to get drier at this point. So really bullish there. Corn futures up 6 to 8 cents here. December 14, up somewhere around 5.5, 5.12.5. And that's new crop. And then we've got soybeans really strong here. July was up 16.25 and November up 7.5. That puts July at 15.16. Now, the high today was 15.20.5. The previous high was 15.21. So we'll see if we get through that resistance level. We're watching some fallout from the crop progress report, which we'll talk about next.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed corn planting to be at 19% for here in the U.S. The average for this time of year is 28%. It was only 6% last week, so it did improve 13%, but we're still a little bit behind pace with the weather forecast, including some rainfall. It may remain slow, but we're not in really any trouble yet in terms of the planted number. Winter wheat, 33% good to excellent. Last week, we were at 34%. So it decreased 1%. If you look at the biggest wheat producer, which is Kansas, they're at 21% good to excellent, down 3% from last week. So the overall crop is looking pretty poor at this point. The early reports out of the Quality Wheat Council tour today showing a little bit lower yields than anticipated, and that's part of the reason why we're stronger. And they're supposedly at some of the better yielding areas. So we'll see how that plays out in the next few days. Macquarie International, which is a bank, said beans and corn are both overvalued. They think the new crop corn should be around $4 and beans at $10.50. Of course, that's considering all normal crop years from this point out, normal planting and so forth. And then first notice day is tomorrow for the May grain contracts, and so that should shake things up, and July becomes the front month.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up a dime at 145.50. May feeders were down 52 cents at 180.57, and May lean hogs closed off 70 cents at 120.27. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 14 cents at 7.97 1/4. Chicago May wheat up 7 3/4 at 7.08. Chicago May corn up 8 cents at 5.15 3/4. And May soybeans were up 15 3/4 cents at 15.24 even. And in the cotton markets, May cotton was up 188 points at 94.26 cents per per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.